The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Ah, scatological humor. It's always fresh and fragrant. It seems like only 2 weeks ago we were talking about wombats and their unique cubicle poops. Now everyone's favorite brick, Lego, is in the news and in the doo-doo as science attempts to determine the answer to the time-honored question, how long does it take for a Lego to pass after my child swallows it? Undaunted by the unsavory consequences of their actions, an international team of six pediatricians, because swallowed Legos is nothing if not a global scourge, undertook the only logical experiment they could to extricate an answer. Each popped a Lego head and kept a diary of exactly how long the toy would take to travel through their own digestive system. Each subsequent stool would have to be carefully sifted until the plastic noggin finally made an appearance. The texture of their samples was ranked on a scale they called Stool Hardness and Transit, or SHAT for short. The time it took for the Lego head to pop up was measured with a found and retrieved time score, or FART. Who knew pediatricians did stand up when they weren't seated? The findings were published in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health. So don't keep me in suspense, you say. Well, the FART score did vary between our intrepid researchers from 1.14 days to 3.04 days, with an average passing time of 1.71. One unfortunate tester, however, never did find the little Lego head, and no one is sure whether he just missed his mouth when attempting to swallow it, or whether it's still stuck in his bowels. Bet he's glad he didn't try the experiment with one of the original Lego bricks, or a Lego Death Star. I'm Cal Cote. Senegal meets North Carolina on a field of Afrofunk. This is new for Diali Sissoko and Kairaba. This is Salsa Zelel from World Beat Canada.
Yamomli from Kulen Goneye.
Children of the coming rising sun.
I need your love, sweetness.
What will be the walling malambalia kon mieux walling malambalia walling malambalia walling malambalia
of the year, and we'll be dropping that list on you on social media shortly. Afro-Celt Sound System, their new album for 2018 is Flight. That was Fisivi Walipolka. And Diali Sissoko and Keira Ba kicked things off with Salsa Zelel. Here is a Polaris Prize winner for her album La Pepesa, and it's Colombian-Canadian Lido Pimienta with Quiero Jardines from World Beat Canada.
Un jardín comienza con una semilla y una visión alimentada con la luz del sol. Sigue así, sigue así, amor mío, sigue así. Llega todo alrededor, tus sueños viven en mi cuerpo. Vida aquí, vida aquí, nada es justo, hay vida aquí. Te regalo el resplandor, amanece en el desierto. Quiero ir, detrás tuyo quiero ir. Comenzar la humanidad de otro planeta y universo. Corazón de paz.
Yeah!
viene tu luz acurrucada en la raíz.
Distinctly Bjork sound to it, didn't it? Lito Pimienta, cool album. It's called La Papesa. December 22nd, just south of us in Seattle at the Red Lounge. It's the 2018 Afrobeat Festival. Contact redlounge.com for VIP and table reservations. On December 28th at 1 Alexander downstairs, live at Gilt & Co. presents Coco Jaffro and Forces of Nature. That show starts at 10 p.m. and you can pay what you can. That's their gift to you. And we have a gift of some new music from Coco Jaffro standing by. New Year's Eve, why not think about spending it with Rumba Calzada? December 31st at NYE. That's at Robson Square, downtown, from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And looking ahead on the calendar into January, Ozo Matley are making a return with Salsa Hall Collective Thursday, January 31st at the Rickshaw Theater. Looking forward to that one as well. More of the best music from the Four Corners is heading your way. This is World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cal Coat.
This is Coco Jaffro, and this is the beat in your own backyard from World Beat Canada.
frustration, too much frustration, too much starvation. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, yeah. Too much aggression, too much oppression, too much transgression. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, yeah.
Goes up. That is Chicago Afrobeat laying it down with the king himself, Tony Allen, behind the kit, and the voice of Ugochi, and that was White Rhino. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we turn to the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, who celebrated 25 years in 2018. Here they take on a traditional Latin American classic. It's Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra with your touch of the familiar. Solito Lindo from World Beat Canada.
Thank you. estendida sobre aquela janela. Peguei seu cabelo, trouxe para mim mesmo. Vamos decidir sobre o que está na sua cabeça. E mais tarde, andaremos só pela parte amarela do dia. E tendo segredos, ficaremos felizes na estrada.
Happy stay the way.
Sinto-me assim muito especial. Esse tipo de amor acontece há muito tempo. Logo mais falaremos do desejo, que não me dá escolhas na vida.
Fly in here. Love the fuzzed out little guitar. Very retro. Domenico plus two. That is Moreno Veloso, Domenico and Cassin from Bahia and Felices. Before that, we heard Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra and the ever-popular Solito Lindo. More of the best music. All that we can cram into an hour is long for the ride on the global side. From World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Cote.
Un homenaje sincero para la tierra que yo quiero. Aunque si no esté presente en la tierra de la durmiente, yo siempre tendré presente tu cultura contundente, que la conozca el pueblo. El oro en la lora.
Se riega,
por eso
hay como se riega.
Por eso.
Cannon, and this is the beat in your own backyard. World Beat Canada.
Camaro 67 says, but that's not funk, but I think it is, from Still Burning, Vancouver's own Afrobeat ensemble. And before that, Cacao Mental, former members of Italy's Fili de Madre, Ignota, and El Loro y Lora. This is Dub Colossus. Nick Page is back with a new project. It's set to release in 2019. We were lucky enough to get a hold of a copy ourselves. This is the title track, Dr. Strange Dub, from Dub Colossus on World Beat Canada.
We are going straight to the land of the freedom, the land that has never been colonized, the land of the ancient civilization.
I'm
mystery
wrapped in an enigma.
And stuffed in a pita.
This is World Beat Canada.
Canada. Canada. Canada.
Chariots, doc, that's why I'm don't make you sick of me. All this hip-hop history. When you mix that funk, you get with me. Funk, the dudes are tones. I got the antidote with the words I spoke.
I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna make you sick of me. Then I'm gonna give you the antidote. I'm something to make you feel better. I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna make you sick of me.
I got the antidote. I got the funk for you.
I got that man for your ass.
Dr. Stand up. Good. Walk straight.
Hear me.
Eyes straight ahead, young man.
Okay, no question, that's funky as stink. That is the funkiest man on the planet, back for 2018 with Medicaid Fraud Dog. It is none other than George Clinton and Parliament. I'm gonna make you sick of me. Before that, Dub Colossus, Nick Dabula Page, and his new project for 2019, Dr. Strange Dub. We heard the title track. As much music as we can cram into the next few minutes is straight ahead. Stay where you are. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
We'll be right back.
updating the Chicha sound, that is Money Chicha, an offshoot of Grupo Fantasma and Echo on Mexico. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Kilt in a Twist with the ever effervescent Patricia Fraser. I hope you're tuning that in too. Special Christmas programming coming up for both shows in the near future. And as I mentioned off the top, we'll also be sharing with you our top album picks for 2018. Started the homepage. There's a lot of new content up there right now. It's worldbeatcanada.com. A different kind of a flavor on the way out from acoustic guitar player Marcus Corbett, who was immersed in North Indian classical music. His album is called Every Little Spirit and will go out on Get Set Free. But our last word goes to author Henry Miller, who said, "The world dies over and over again, but the skeleton always gets up and walks."
Time for this and no time for that, and when am I going to get my money back? And when am I gonna get my money back?
Yeah.
Right. Communications.